Hey, it's your Dummy Master, Tristan, and I would like to thank our sponsor, Dubby Energy. Dubby Energy is a growing and flourishing energy drink powder, actually developing a clean energy formula that is free from fillers, maltodextrin, and artificial colorings, so everyone can enjoy. In addition, Dubby is a sugar-free and zero-calorie. Using a coffee fruit extract blend gives a much healthier, jitterless, and no-crash effect from drinking Dubby. There are many flavors, and each one sounds amazing. I just got my order of Dragonade today and a mystery flavor. The Dragonade is dragon fruit and pink strawberry lemonade. Yummy, yummy. I am so excited to try them out. Our referral link for Dubby Energy will be in the description, along with our discount code for a 10% off. Dummies with Dice is the discount code. Thank you, Dubby Energy. Viewer warning, use of violence, profanity, rude humor, and the portrayal of drug and alcohol use. Welcome to Dummies with Dice, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast that follows four not-so-average dummies of our world that get caught up in a magical storm and are transported to the world of Dungeons & Dragons, where they must survive and try to find a way back home.
Hi, I'm Kelly Lee, and I play Miss Muffin. She's a crazy cat lady rogue. Fun fact, Miss Muffin truly believes she can speak with her cats.
She thinks she can.
Hey, Nate here. My character's Duke Crystal. He's the 32-year-old drug-addicted level 4 barbarian of the group. Fun fact about Duke, he only walks downstairs cautiously.
God. Stairs are scary things. They can be.
They are. You never can trust them.
Hey guys, Ryan, R1. I'm playing as Archie Ortiz, the 76-year-old MMA gym owner. He's also the monk of the group. Fun fact, Archie has a second belly button.
Where?
The third nipple I do.
Where?
A second belly
button. Where is it? Where is that located?
You guys are meant for this world. You're all mutants of some kind.
It's like, don't worry, so strong at old age.
Two belly buttons.
So,
getting fed double.
Pierce them together, loop it.
So today, Ryan Tucker R2 is not going to be with us. He has other business he's taking care of today. So, I'll let that sound go by. My name is Tristan Hayes, and I am the Dummy Master. And my fun fact today is that when someone says, I'll be back in a jiffy is an actual unit of time. It's
what?
Referring to 1/100th of a second.
Huh?
So when someone says, I'll be back in a jiffy, that's a real unit of time. So that's pretty freaking awesome that I did not know.
And then they changed it. They said, that sounds gay. I'll be back in a flash.
Flash! Like, flash or Jimmy? I am the Flash, and I do Jimmy's.
And now we need to find out if there's a Flash is a unit of time.
It makes sense with, like, the Jiffy Lube places.
I bet Flash is
a wonder your oil like that in a Jiffy.
In a Jiffy.
Oh, wow.
2 hours
that later. That is good. I didn't even thought about that. Okay, so
where we left off.
Where we left off.
My name is Jeff.
You guys had been tasked by Lilith Darko to go find Varen Axebreaker because he has a job that could help you guys with
Axebreaker
magic and dimensions, dimensional magic. Varen Axebreaker.
Oh, okay.
Varen Axebreaker.
He'll break your
I don't trust that guy.
So you guys had loaded up a wagon, stuck Globagool inside of the skeleton horse, and started to make your way to Phandalin. You have been on the road for a good couple hours, just kind of moping along and, you know, following the trail, following the main path down the Sword Coast edge and making your way towards Phandalin. You hit this point and you see this, like, caravan sitting there on the side. And there's a little goblin sitting at the bottom of the caravan. And you see on the sign, it says Curiosities. It's like a big, colorful sign. It's got, like, studs on it. It's got bright colors. And as you guys kind of roll by, he goes, oh, hello, adventurers. You guys want any curiosities from me today?
Well, of course.
Do you all want to stop and talk to this dude?
Sure.
Miss Muffin does.
I'll stop and listen.
Okay.
Cats are always curious.
Miss Muffin, you hop off to go talk to this guy. So
So you walk up, he goes, oh, you have very pretty hair, adventurer.
Thank you.
What would you like to check out all my wares?
Wares?
Yeah, stuff. My stuff.
Of course.
My stuff. Come on, broad. And then he like kind of walks behind him and he opens up this front cart thing on his wagon here. And he opens it up and you see these like mushroom, perfect looking like mushrooms sitting there. You see jewels that are like shining purple crystals and all kinds of just random looking things. And then he kind of opens up this last little section and he goes, now I'm going to warn you. These ones are insanely strong. And he like opens it up and it's like purple, green, yellow. There's like all mixes of like colored mushrooms inside of here. He goes, so does any of this pique interest?
What do these mushrooms do?
He goes, these ones right here. And he like points right at the super colorful ones. He doesn't.
Oh yeah, the beautiful colorful ones.
He goes, oh my God. He goes, you, let me tell you, you've never had anything as good as this. He goes, I don't even know how to explain to you because when I took it, he like looks around and he goes, I was unconscious for like a day and a half. So,
okay.
Take my money, bitch.
I was going to say, let me get my buddy Duke Crystal for
Duke, you. Duke, you jump down and go start spending money. He goes, all right, then. He goes, here you go. You can go ahead and grab a hold of it if you want to look at it and check it out and make it open. He goes, it's going to be 100.
But.
What?
I also want to look at the crystals when you're done with your exchange with Duke, please.
Okay. He goes, all right. It's going to be 100 gold pieces for this because it is, like I said, undescribable good. So would you like it?
I'll take four.
Four? he goes, okay, I'll see if I got any more in stock in the back.
And you fucking better.
Yeah, he like reaches down and he like pulls out some
every
more
color?
Carts. You see him like open up different carts and then he just kind of steps back and he's like, all right, there you go. He goes, I got four, I'll do it. That's fine. And you're going to pay him 400 gold pieces?
Yes.
Jeez.
Okay. Miss Muffin, what did you want to do?
Okay, your crystals. You have purple crystals? Are they, you said they were jewelry, or what are they?
There's like jewelry with like these crystals all over them, these like purplish crystals attached to them and stuff.
Okay, I would like a necklace of that.
Necklace of that, okay. He goes, I'll get you a necklace of that. And he turns around and goes, that'll be 50 gold pieces.
Okay, got that.
Yeah, and so as that exchange is happening, Duke, are you picking up these mushrooms? Like, you grabbing these up?
Yes.
Out of the cart? Okay, so when you grab a hold of these mushrooms, you quickly, like, see the guy kind of turn around and look at you. He goes, oh, shit. And the mushroom explodes like a puff of spores out and just kind of, like, waves into the whole area. Hey, all you guys hear is the little goblin going, oh, we're so fucked. And then everything just goes black.
No.
And,
it didn't matter. I was running.
Did I get my necklace?
I was running around like a Hoover vacuum.
Did I get my necklace first?
yes. And,
it was 100 gold pieces.
Good.
Yeah.
Everything, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Everything,
I'll always remember him.
Everything goes black for all of you. Like, it's complete black. And,
so does that mean I have three mushrooms?
You still had the mushroom. It just spored out.
Oh, I thought it just fucking turned like a big to dust in my hand. Exploded.
Like, you know, the Duke grabbed. He grabbed that mushroom. He was ready to shove it in his mouth. And it just
smacked it with that peach.
Yeah. So, as this happens, we get the wavy screen. And we start to fade back into the memory of Duke Crystal at the pivotal changing point of his life where he became the man that he is. And as Duke, you open your eyes. You are inside of a trailer, a small trailer park camp where there's about four trailers around you, and you are sitting in your bed looking at the ceiling. And you kind of just have this flash of realization that you guys are now running through one of Duke's memories. And the other two, so this is how it's going to work.
We do realize we're in his memory?
No, like you don't realize.
Oh, okay,
like,
you're but not, we're like, in it.
Yes, you are in it. You guys as players.
I'm just thinking, this mushroom fucking sucks.
Yeah, this is another day. Duke Crystal's living his life of the origin story of Duke. So, how we're going to do this, Kelly and Ryan, you're going to play, like, outer aspects of Duke in this time period. So, he's doing his stuff, but you guys are...
My consciousness?
Or yeah, almost. Like you guys are, like, imaginary friends to an extent.
An angel like, and devil this, on my shoulder.
Because, yes, Duke is... a traumatized
I'm
child.
I'm the angel.
So there's
probably
just
two devils, to be honest.
Yeah. So there's just a lot of conflict. There's a lot of trauma. So yeah, he's just. You guys are going to be going through the life of Duke Crystal throughout this moment.
Sick.
So Duke, you wake up. Make me a perception check.
Not.
I suppose all of you make me a perception check.
Suppose. 4. Wait, plus perception.
Yeah, go ahead and use your stats. That's fine.
11. Not good.
7.
I got 17.
17?
Yep.
Okay, so Duke and Kelly aspect of Duke, the angel we'll call you.
Duquette.
You guys don't hear anything. You don't hear anything that you can quite whisper into Duke's ear to tell him anything, but the devil, apparently. Ryan, you hear Duke's father shouting outside. He's like, Duke, where the hell are you? Do you tell Duke that you hear his father shouting as the evil aspect of Duke's mind? That's the devil on his shoulder.
No.
Okay. You did not tell him. Okay.
Why not?
So we sit here and you hear that and you guys hear nothing. And then moments later, the door kicks in and you see your dad standing there and he's got like, it's almost like you're seeing this older version of Duke already. He's got like this white shirt on, you know, the jeans on all ripped up, beer bottle in his hand. And he kind of runs in and just like gives Duke the backhand. And he's like, I've got friends coming over today, so you need to straighten up and make sure everything's good to go. And then kind of walks out the door again and goes on. So,
what a jerk.
Your task is to try and straighten this place up to old Duke's father's liking for his friends to come over. So I need Duke to make me, I guess all of you if you want, athletics or acrobatics based off how you're going to try to clean up this trailer and shit.
So we can clean too.
Yeah, basically. You guys aren't like actually doing it, but it's like you guys are kind of persuading Duke. You're helping Duke. You're pushing Duke.
Law of athletics. We'll say I do it quick to avoid more beatings.
Yes. Good choice, Duke.
17. Plus 7.
Okay,
so what do I need to roll?
Athletics or acrobatics.
What would acrobatics look like?
Like you're gonna kind of like quickly
Black like, Widow, yeah, like back kind of like.
I was gonna say like ninja flip across the house, yeah, putting like, shit up. Okay, I'm gonna acrobatics because that's my +6, yeah, and I got a 9 plus so 6.
Kind of, okay, so yeah, you are fluently able to kind of clean up this house and this trailer, not this house.
Yeah,
geez.
Yeah.
This, luckily, Dad's standards of clean is
yes,
pretty simple.
Yes, it's pretty much just like make the beer bottle straighter. make sure the sink is got dishes
put
straight.
The fresh, put the drug tray put the beers away. In yeah, the fridge. Put the, fridge. Put the beers in the fridge.
So yeah, you effectively clean up, and Duke's your dad kind of comes back in and he goes, okay, pretty good, pretty clean. It looks better than it did, at least. And as he walks outside, he goes, now when my friends show up, I don't want to fucking see you guys. Or I don't want to fucking see you, sorry. He goes, but so if you are seen, he goes, Jesus Christ, help me, because you are going to die. And you see, as your dad walks away, make a perception check. All of you. All of you.
Oh, no.
18.
14.
Five.
Okay, so, you both see as these aspects of Duke's mind, you both see it, so Duke, you kind of see it. When he walks out the door, you see the glimmer and shine of a 1918 trench knife attached to your dad's belt as he walks out the door and starts to walk away. Yes, as we know, Duke has acquired one.
Yeah, Duke likes those things.
So,
it's grandpappy's.
You have like a good little bit of time to kind of, you want to search areas, walk around, do your thing before old Papa's friends show up. So is there anything you would like to do in this zone while you have the time? There's 4 trailer park trailers. You're in like a little trailer park thing. There's 4 trailers there that are accessible. But you guys, any of you would like to do. You guys are his inner conscience. You can whisper into his ear and tell him what you think you should do. It's fine.
I can steal some alcohol.
My natural brain says, go find a dude.
Find a dude?
Yeah, go find a dude to smoke.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. Well, that goes with the devil side. He said go find alcohol, so looks like we're going to find doobies and alcohol.
Well, I'm going to encourage you to rather you get a doobie than go steal alcohol.
Go get a doobie then, and
rather than... So both sides of my consciousness are like, go get that doobie.
Okay. Which building would you think that would be the best to kind of look through? You know, this one that you're standing in has got a couple beds. There's like one laying on the ground. Yours, which is just kind of laying mattress, like flat on the floor. And it looks like there is another building that's a storage little trailer. He's just got boxes and stuff that your dad has stored in there. Another one that looks a bit more like a storage, but more maybe for food and such. And then where your dad actually stays most of his time towards the south end of the trailer park rink is the nicer trailer.
Yeah, we're not going over there. He will not like that.
I'm going over there, actually.
I would say the storage one with some boxes and such.
Storage one? Okay. So as you guys enter this storage place, you walk in and you're seeing like... green shit kind of oozing off this little crate on the ground.
Oh,
and
no.
You see other boxes and barrels and all kinds of shit just kind of piled up into the room. What would you like to do?
Looking in the ooze.
You're
box.
Gonna look in the ooze box? Okay, give me a strength check.
Wouldn't you rather go get that doobie though?
Well, it might be well, something.
There might
in
be
here.
Something in it.
There might be a doobie in there. That would be 9 plus 5, so 14.
14? Okay, so you, you're kind of cranking on this lid of this wooden crate, and you're pulling and pulling, and it pops open. But when it pops open, this, like, green puff of this, like, noxious gas kind of, like, pours out. And you quickly realize that this was one of your dad's growing projects, that he was creating something, and you just exposed it to the air, which was not good. Whether it was leaking, but now that it's been popped open... You quickly know that this is bad. So what do you do as this shit starts to kind of into the air?
Close the box.
Close the box back down? Okay, so you shut that down real quick. Yeah, what else would you like to do in this room now? You just exposed your dad's drugs to the air.
Well, I don't really care that it's in the air too much. I'm just going to go search another box.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so... search another crate. Give me a strength check to pop off this next lid. Is there anything that you two would like to be doing, whispering in Duke's ear?
I already tried to encourage him not to open the drug box, so
12.
I don't know what to do.
12? Yeah, so this is like a little smaller crate, and you kind of just like popping the lid open. It looks like it's already been popped open, and you crack it open, and there's like some hammers inside. There's a... so you see like some hammers and such, and then you see like wraps of rope all kind of tied up inside there, like little knotted up rope that you could use, and that's about it in there. So as you kind of reach in, if you want to take the hammer and the rope and shit, do you want to leave it?
Fuck it, why not?
Taking it? So as you kind of pick that up, make me a constitution save.
Oh, sweet.
As this stuff kind of into the air.
13?
Yeah, so... You failed. This kind of green stuff, that kind of noxious gas that puffed into the air, kind of just fills the air, and you feel this wave hit you, and it's like deep in your nose and burns your nose, and you feel like you just got like holes burnt in the back of your throat, and you take 3 poison damage from your dad's gnarly drugs. Actually... All of you make me a con. You two make me a con save, because this is also going to be maybe another mechanic I'm working in. If you guys looking inside, conscience dies, and that's the Duke becomes.
Ooh, nat 20.
Okay.
Good thing I'm stronger than both my consciences.
Yeah.
No wonder I'm such a monster.
Three.
Three? Okay, so yeah, you're going to.
Seven, my bad.
Seven. You're going to take.
Be a 14 at least.
3 poison damage. But.
Not me.
Kelly, since your aspect got a natural 20, Duke, you feel that poison damage kind of just like shrug it off because of this inner power that you feel go through you that's just kind of like, you don't fucking, this shit ain't gonna affect you.
Yeah, we don't need this. We don't need drugs.
Okay, what else would you like to do? You've got a short bit of time still before Papa's friends show up.
Good question.
Go look through more of your dad's stuff.
Let's search all your dad's things.
Let's take some stuff.
Okay, we're going to the next trailer. Not the one dad's in. The
okay.
other one.
As you walk in, give me a perception check. All of you.
Oh.
Sorry.
Two.
Two.
Not great. Duke's little eyes aren't seeing great.
12.
No, I'm in a kid body.
Yeah.
17.
I'm not used to it.
17? Okay, so, Kelly, your angel aspect. You're looking across this room, and you're seeing, like, what looks like a preparing table that looks like it's been used to, like, chop up meat and stuff. And there's, like, burn marks on the floor. There's a bit of blood scattered. This looks like a room that Duke's dad has been using to kind of, like,
murder chop people. Shit
up. Or murder people. Whatever you may think. Your guys' child brains may think he's murdering people.
We don't ask questions.
Make me a wisdom save.
Me? Or Duke?
Yeah, all of you. Because you wanted to mention that it could be murder, and that kind of scares a child.
Or flat ten. Right at the middle.
A what?
Nine.
Wisdom save.
Wouldn't you eight. Want to fail on the wisdom save?
No, wait a minute.
I'm not wise enough to know.
11.
11? Okay, so yeah.
9, 10, 11!
So yeah, you guys don't really kind of put together what's going on here. You don't know if you know that this is used for cooking, or if you've seen Dad chopping up meat that wasn't for cooking. You're in a full panic right now of like what it would be used for and what it could be used for.
That's
and what
the
it is used for.
In this.
All I know is he cuts up a lot of meat, but we don't eat a lot of meat, but I'm just not going to think about that.
God, that's perfect.
Shoves it down.
Okay, so now knowing this, what would you guys like to search this room for? Anything else you'd like to search specifically for to try to find, to aid you
in
your survival, try to find a doobie?
I don't know if I'll find one in here.
If you want to give me an investigation check, you can, to try and search the...
What?
The areas and the hiding spots that your dad would use. If you guys want to as well, go for it.
Investigation?
Yeah. You are his inner aspects, so I want you all to roll.
That'd be
most of the time.
15.
15. I also got a 15.
A 19.
Okay, so, you guys kind of... You're like, looking around, and you can feel, like, these other energies around you, and it's like you can feel like almost like as if you're moving at a quick pace of like searching here, but because your aspects and you're looking and you kind of run your hand under this like table and you just feel like a doop doop and a little doobie falls out into your hand.
Knew it.
Do you smoke it right away or do you go, what do you go to do? You gonna smoke this doobie right now?
Get to a safe place.
Get to a safe place from your dad.
I go out in the woods a little bit.
Get out of the murder trailer.
Yeah, go outside. Go out in the woods.
Okay, so you step out into the trees and you kind of are out there sparking up your doobie.
Yeah.
Give me a slight hand check.
18.
Let's see. 15.
18.
17 plus 6.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so you rolled good and then you both rolled amazing. So it's like you got this newbie and you're like looking around trying to see where dad's at and you go to spark it and you like go to drop it and it's almost like it floats like back up to your hand. You like grab it real quick and you're like, huh. And you spark it up and start smoking your newbie. And you're there for a minute or so kind of smoking the doob. Make me a perception check at disadvantage.
Poop. Disadvantage? What's yes. that mean?
Roll twice, pick the lowest.
No. Oops. 4.
10.
Plus, we still get to plus though, right?
What you got?
Perception?
What is it? 7?
1.
Is it a 1?
this 1.
Ah, not for 1. Okay, so.
I got a 7.
7? Okay, well, 10. None of you got good. So,
Oh no, yeah, dad you're seeing it.
You're sitting here and you're like, you know, puffing on your little doobie and you're kind of puffing it.
We're so fucked.
And then you hear behind you like these quick footsteps and you kind of feel someone like grab the back of your shirt and just like lift you up into the air. He goes, "What the fuck?" And you turn around and it's your dad. He's like, "Are you smoking my hidden under the table doobie?"
Oh god.
Not the under the table.
Tell him the truth, dude.
Lie your ass off.
Tell him you found it in the driveway.
No, this was the under the floorboard doobie.
Under the floorboard doobie. He goes, "You know what? Roll deception."
I had to think of why would you that. Do that, dude?
Because wanted to be as smart as.
Okay, deception. 12. Deception.
11.
10.
11? Barely. So you say that, and you see him like pull back his fist, and he like looks you in the eyes, and he's like, "Wait, what floorboard doobie?" maybe I did. I literally forget about the floorboard doobie. He like puts you back down, and he like goes to like smack you on the top of the head. And he goes, "When you're done with that doobie, get into the house because my friends are gonna be here soon." And he like kind of walks away and
get in the house.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
In the trailer, sorry, not your house.
In the trailer.
Into the trailer.
Shit.
One of the four.
Yeah.
Well, three.
So as he walks away, you see him kind of walk back and then go back into his main trailer and close the door. What do? Do you go back to your trailer or do you do anything else?
Do I know which trailer they're going to be occupying when they
Make me a perception check as your father was walking away, actually.
Dad doesn't give the most detailed information.
Disadvantage, because you didn't just smoke a bunch of weed.
Shit. Perception?
Yes.
Well, crit fail.
I got a 21, but that's adding.
I got a natural 20 on the first roll.
Dang.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Natural 20 again.
10. But you got a crit fail, dude?
Yes.
Okay, so you notice absolutely nothing, and you stand there and keep kind of puffing on your doobie. And then,
didn't say. He didn't say which place they'd hang out at.
Yeah, and you kind of puff on your doobie, but with the big, big crit fail, you're kind of standing there. Then you're done smoking your doobie, but then you realize that you're still just kind of standing there. And you're like, look around for a second, and then you realize that you're seeing a vehicle pull up with a couple people pulling up as you're still standing outside next to the trailer. So what do you do as do you see these people start pulling
which
up?
Which direction is it pulling in?
They're pulling in from the south end of the trailer camp. And you are at the like north.
So they can't see me through the trailers at this moment.
No, you are like the tip top of the trailer, and they're kind of pulling in up there, and you're kind of in the trees a bit.
I'm going straight into the butcher trailer, the nearest one.
To the butcher one? Yeah. He's going to kind of run through there real quick? Okay, make me an athletics check. And this aspects, if you want to make an athletics check to help guy do
13.
14.
Boy, what are we rolling?
We keep rolling athletics. So close together.
I know, it's like it's meant to be that you are playing his aspects of
I
them.
Like
it's
it. Like,
17.
Okay, so you take off running and you're hearing like the car doors open and like some voices kind of like, oh yeah, let's get in there, let's go see him and see what's up to him. And then you feel like a draft kind of push you a little bit more from one of your aspects, and you kind of bust through the door real quick, and you're inside the butcher's trailer. And then from inside there, you see four people getting out of some pickup trucks, and they're kind of walking in towards the main trailer where your dad stays. And they kind of enter inside there.
So he wanted him in the main trailer?
No, he didn't want him in the main trailer. He wanted him away from the trailer.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to be seen.
But he just told him to meet him when his friends get there.
No, and he said when they get here.
Yeah, he didn't want us outside where we could be seen. He wanted us inside,
oh,
out of sight.
Oh, Snipe, you're in trouble.
No. I was in his trailer right now, I would be in trouble.
You're inside this trailer. Is there anything else you'd like to do while you're in here?
Keep rummaging through dad's shit.
Okay, make me an investigation check.
I knew that motherfucker wouldn't know if there was a floor doobie or not.
Let's see. 7, not good. I'm a kid.
Kid. You guys can go. You guys can roll if you want.
Roll, we rolling? I forgot.
Investigation. You can help too.
6.
I cannot find it. Why? 7.
What'd you get to?
7.
Oh my god, that is so weird.
No way, because I wasn't even paying attention either.
You find nothing else in this room that is of any use, really. It's just, it looks like an old, nasty meat chopping place. But from when the time you were spent kind of searching in here, you realize very quickly that someone is entering the room, entering the trailer. The door is starting to creak open. What do? You give one action.
Hi.
Before...
Hi.
This person inside opens. The nearest thing I can fit in. A barrel, a box, whatever.
So, let's see here.
Preferably one that doesn't look important.
D- Don't I have special, isn't it sleight of hand, or no, what is it?
Yeah, time? So
how far can I move?
As I say, you can move anywhere inside this place. This place, this trailer is close together. There is one doorway entrance and then windows on the sides of the wall, like all the way down the trailer.
Is that bed a bed, or is it just a fucking mat on the floor?
That is just like a mat on the floor, like kind of a little mattress shit thrown in the wall.
What about the long rectangular thing far south side of the room? Is that a table or something?
Yes, that is a table down there. Or no, that is a chest.
A giant
like a long, long box.
Was there anything in it?
No. Not from what your guys' investigations were earlier. There was nothing unique inside of it.
It looks...
Are you wanting to hide inside of it?
May as well.
Okay, that's it. You can't do that because you are, again, a child. So you can't. You're younger. You can hop in there and hide.
Might as well.
14, I guess.
I hope it's empty.
So yeah, you jump inside there and make me a stealth check. 18.
17.
20, but okay. Not natural.
Okay, so yeah, you quickly dive inside of this. Box and close the lid and it's just cracked slightly, so you're looking out the crack of it and you see your dad's friend Buster walking in, and you see him like kind of looking around the room, and he's like looking at this table, and he's like he like mumbles to himself, walks over and like looks at another little shelf, and then kind of looks under where you found the doobie, and he starts like running his hands across it and like running his hands under it, and he like, keeps running his hands under it, and he steps up and like scratches his head, and he's like, I don't think he knows what he's talking about. There's no doobie in here. And he goes, we really needed that doobie after what just happened. But, you know, I'll go figure it out. He, like, walks back out the door and starts to head away. So you know some funky shit's happening.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, smoke the doob.
Whoops.
I don't know if Dad got only one doob. Loser.
Yeah, you hear outside the trailer like, my fucking under this table Juby is gone. what would you like to do now? You know, there's something weird happening.
See if I can eavesdrop.
Eavesdrop? Are you gonna like climb out the trailer and like get up against the his over there, or
if it looks clear?
Yeah, okay, so, yeah, you can kind of step out the door, and there's no one outside the front of his trailer or nothing. The doorway's clear right there, and there's two windows facing the north end of the trailer that you could potentially listen through.
Yeah, I'll go stand underneath one of them. Okay. I ain't gonna try and look through it, but I'll just kind of crouch down under it.
So give me a stealth check just to kind of cross across this opening area, and just in case, you know, if anybody's looking out a window or something.
Let's see.
12. 23.
The dark side in me.
25.
Okay, so, Duke, what did you get?
13.
13? Okay, so, Duke, you're kind of like, you know, wiggling around, moving across the street, and you're looking up at the window, and before your, like, body can even, like, notice what's happening, you see a person kind of turning and looking out the window in this, like, slow-mo fashion of he's about to look right at you. And you feel this just, like, pressure build up, and you kind of, like, launch forward and roll and just kind of slide under the door as he just kind of looks out the window and scratches his head and turns back around, and you effectively get up to the window from the help of your inner aspects. As you're listening, what is your brother's name?
Daryl.
It's been so long, Derek.
Derek? Okay, so yeah.
I was close.
As you're listening through the window, you're hearing your dad's voice, and he's like, Derek, but seriously, you can't be doing this shit. And he's like, you can just tell that he's seriously freaking out, like your dad's voice, like you've never heard it quite like this in a manner of seriousness, like you fucked up. And you hear your brother, and he's like, Dad, I really didn't mean to fuck over the business or nothing. He's like, I was just trying to help, you know, help you out. And hear some more scuffling and whatnot and some shouting and everything. And then before you know it, you see your brother come running out of the door and trips on the outside stairs, falls, and breaks his neck outside the door right in front of you as he runs out the trailer of the building.
Wowzers.
And you kind of hear your dad like, oh, shit, and just kind of standing there at the door. But he hasn't noticed you yet. what do you do?
Crawl under the trailer.
Crawl under the trailer? Okay. Give me a athletics check to kind of get under this trailer real quick. Pop open some little sheet metal and slide under.
That would be...
5.
A 26.
26. Oh my god. Okay, yeah. You like... are like pure just like adrenaline strength, like your brother just died in front of you falling down some stairs and breaking his neck, and you know dad's about to freak out, so you crawl into this thing real quick, and you see him walk out there and kind of look at what is going on, and he's checking him out, and he stands up and he goes, yeah, he's dead. So I guess the problem solved itself, and he kind of looks back to his friends and he goes, go find Duke. We gotta take care of everything that's going on here. And then you see like two of the thug buddies just kind of, actually you would recognize them. You see Roach and Buster kind of walking by and heading towards the trailer you're supposed to be in. Make me a perception check as this all kind of unfolds.
Fucking Roach. That's a dirtball.
13.
Oh, shit. Oh no. Oh no. That's perception, you said?
Yes.
That's a hard 3.
Natural 20 plus 2. So
20. Natural 20 plus 2. Okay, so,
Duke,
with all the chaos happening, you hear this little, like, whisper in your head, but you see your dad's 1918 trench knife. Like, you're, like, peeking out the sheet metal, and then you're seeing, like, through the floorboards and shit. His knife is still laying inside on the table as he's outside, mm-hmm. kind of picking up my body and dealing with it, and the two thugs are still walking away, and there's two men inside the building still. Like, over you. You're, like, under the trailer, like, looking through holes in the floor.
Damn. Any floorboard doobies?
Maybe investigation check, I guess.
Oh, no.
See if you can find a floorboard doobie.
Well, we're down here. Crit.
Really?
The crit. Yeah, natural crit. Huh. All right.
7.
Yeah, so you're like sitting there and you're just looking through this hole, and it's like as if like it comes into your focus, you just see like a whole bundle. There's like 5 or 6 like
babies
just like strapped to the bottom floorboard right there, and you're like, oh, like right next to the hole. So yes, you find a bunch of doobies with a lighter slid right in the middle. So you got a lighter and a bunch of doobies.
We need that knife.
Okay, well.
So chaos with whatever you would like to do, but yes, this is what you know. There are two, I guess we'll say this, you can see, you know who they are by now, Jimmy and Gerald, hanging out in the main trailer while you're, I've got him hidden for some reason, but he is out here dealing with your dead brother, your dad is. So, what would you guys have any thoughts of like you'd like to do?
I'd like to get that knife.
Need to get that knife.
How big are these holes in this said floor?
I'm picturing like,
penny size or something?
No, like floorboards are like rotting, like it's like, oh, so there's like a hole. Yeah, like you're able to like see inside there. Like you're like stick your face up to it and like probably look through. Not get like your whole head through there or nothing, but like a hand could easily go up through it or
Under the knife. So like
close. You're relatively close. Say the knife is like on the table.
Yeah.
In the middle of the room and you're kind of
under Jimmy.
Yeah, you're like right under Jimmy. So you're about 10, 15 feet from the knife. Technically, if you were to get up there.
Okay.
And you have Jimmy and who else?
Jimmy and Gerald.
Gerald!
Inside the trailer, kind of.
They'll see you trying to get it. You gotta stay
bad
safe.
Bad floorboards up ahead toward the table.
Give me a perception or investigation.
15 perception? Or anything? I don't know.
Or anything? I don't know.
4. Investigation.
Yeah, I get 6.
Yeah, so you crawl forward and you find a couple holes, but they're not big holes. Mm. They're more secure. Probably Dad secured those ones because they were holding up the table. The rest of them were just in the open.
Okay, well...
you know, cracking stuff.
Let's see. Can I crawl to the far corner where the bed is and see if there's a hole in the floor where I can set the bed on fire with this lighter?
Yeah, so... pretty much where you're, yeah, I would say where the bed is, it's in the far, like, top corner. There's, like, rain kind of coming
down.
Yeah,
the floor looks pretty rotten.
The floor is pretty rotten already, so, yeah, that would be a good spot to find a good hole.
If you're going to do that, you got to get back out of the, from under the trailer without being seen in time to not get hurt by the fire, and get yourself into the trailer you're supposed to be in so they don't know you said it.
We can do it.
What's the plan, though? Are you trying to get to the knife? Or are you trying to get to... Yes, he's trying to get to the knife.
Okay. So you're going to cause a distraction, grab the knife, and get out.
Well, I can only climb out pretty much right where Jimmy is. Yeah. If he doesn't move, then I can't get out and move toward the knife. So I need him to be distracted.
You're risking it. You're risking it.
Risk it for the biscuit.
You gotta do what you gotta do. We're kids. Light that mother. Yeah. Creative.
So, you're going to light this on fire.
Yes.
Give me a sleight of hand check. See if you can kind of keep the flame lit and light it without being detected quite under there.
14.
23.
15.
Okay, I'll say you succeeded that. You reach up and you're kind of, and you light this lighter and you hear Jimmy and he goes, "What the fuck was that? It sounded like a lighter or something." And then you just see the bed quickly start flaming, igniting like it was covered in alcohol. It's just like, and it burns.
It probably
up.
Was.
And you hear Jimmy and Gerald, and he goes, "Oh, fuck Gerald." And Gerald lights on fire and just kind of,
Gerald!
Burning, and he's kind of running around in circles. Yes. And he's like, "Fuck, put me out, put me out." And he's like smacking his leg and stuff. So yeah, you definitely have made a distraction to kind of get inside.
Fucking A.
You gonna try to crawl through the floorboards, tear through them?
Fit through it, hopefully, yes.
Give me an athletics check to see if you can kind of break a piece off and climb up through.
That is, we're in there. That's a 23.
Yeah. So you're adrenaline. You're still fucking. You're just doing back to back.
I just set your on
what
the fire.
What are we doing?
So
I got 20.
Athletics check.
Yeah, he's got it. Easy. Okay. So, yeah, you kind of pop a floorboard off, and you hear Jimmy's like, "The fuck, Duke? What are you doing?" He's like, "I'm trying to help Gerald here." And you climb through the floor, and are you going to grab the trench knife?
Yes.
Yes, you grab the trench knife, and what do?
Put it I move towards the door.
Move towards the door? Okay. As you take your step towards the door, you see your dad kind of step up at the stairs, and he's like, "Duke, what the hell are you doing?" And he's got... kind of just like blood all over him and everything else, and like your brother's laying there dead behind him. What do you do?
I dive down the stairs like Chucky with the knife.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. Give me a attack roll with advantage.
What would that be adding?
Wait.
19. So,
let's see.
Plus what? Attack roll.
It's just, this is kind of Duke's thing right here, so let's just, he can roll 15. With his knife. 15? Okay.
Yeah.
You come flying in, you tackle him, and you stick him, like, right in the shoulder, and sticking back to the ground, and he's like, "Oh, shit!" And he throws a punch and hits you and, like, knocks you off. Make me a strength athletics check.
All right. Looking at... 15. 16.
Okay, he got an 18. What did you get? Aspects. The inner fucking power of Duke.
Wait, you said which?
Strength athletics.
Okay, so...
Because he, like, kind of punching you 19. After you stuff him and throwing you down. A 19?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
and we're about to kill this motherfucker.
Yeah, he, instead of being, because I was going to do, he was going to grapple you, but instead of grappling, since your aspect kind of helps you, he kind of throws a punch and hits you and, throws you against the, like, across the floor, the ground outside, and you kind of slide and turn, and then it's your turn. What do you do? As he kind of stands there in a bit of a rage if he just punched you in the face and threw you across.
His dad.
I sprint over there and kick him in the face as hard as I can.
Sprint over
and
kick him in the face. Give Judo. Me a Chow. Unarmed attack, I think. It's just, I think, what, a strength or something like that.
Yeah, should be. That is 22.
22? That definitely hits. Give me some damage on it.
What do we even call that?
I don't know what it is. It's like...
Unarmed strength?
Unarmed. I think it's like 1d4 plus your strength. Or what is it?
You make the rules. You tell us.
Roll me a d6.
I mean, I have a child, too. Yeah. And I need a body, so we'll see.
How you doing? Flying dropkick.
4 plus 5. If we're doing strength.
Yeah, that's fine.
Nine.
Okay, so yeah, you come flying in and you fucking drop kick him and you just see like the nose shatter. It's just like folds. Sorry. He like turns around. You can see that he's got like general confusion about what the hell is going on and like where this power is coming from. And as he does that, he turns around and he goes, "That's it, you motherfucker." And he comes running at you and tries to do the same flying drop kick that you just did to him.
What a savage.
It has a 22 to hit you. So we're going to say your AC is probably not very high as being a child right now.
No, probably going to drop kick.
So yeah.
Can we jump out of the way?
No, you cannot.
Fuck!
You're going to take 7 damage. Mm-hmm. See, flying drop kicks his child in the face.
Let's get this motherfucker.
I'm resilient for a child.
Yes.
We're not done yet.
And now it is your turn. All out Duke Brawl, duking it out in the middle of the fucking street in the trailer park with your father.
Got this motherfucker like a fish.
Alright, my turn. So how it laid out right now?
You're kind of
the shit out of him.
Yeah, you're kind of like you're pretty much face to face right at this point. He kind of drop kicked you and he's standing up and you're kind of just knocked back, getting neck up. So you guys are pretty much face to face.
Sweep his feet.
And the entrance of the trailer park. You're like right in the entrance. They drive
sweep
up.
His feet and hold him
so
down.
So there's like
with
the trucks are behind
knife,
you.
Make
there's
him
a pickup truck
give
behind
answers.
You.
All right. Nut kick.
Yeah, nut kick? Okay. It should be the unarmed attack. Well, the nut kick.
It is Christmas. Nutcracker time.
11 plus 5, so 16.
Yeah.
Okay. D6, that's. Another 9 damage.
Another 9 damage.
Five.
Yeah, you kick him.
Genitals.
Yeah, you kick him right in the nuts, and he just like that one. That one you can tell does it in for a minute, and he like drops to his knees and like looks up at you. He's like, "Dude, I should have killed you fucking sooner." What do you do?
Stick the knife.
I pull the knife out of his shoulder.
Pull the knife out of his shoulder.
Hold it to his throat.
And then I cut his throat with it.
Fucking
go.
You need an answer first.
The blade slices across your father's throat, and he falls to the ground, and you're standing there with the trench knife in your hand, and you turn around, and you see, like, Buster and Roach and Jimmy running out with, like, a burnt arm, and Gerald just laying in there, like, crisped, and he's, like, ash. And they kind of look to you, and they see Trevor, your dad, laying on the ground dead, and they kind of, like, do almost like a bow of, like, okay, where it's all good here. We're all good. It's all cool. And you kind of look down at this trench knife, and things start to fade back, and you realize you're coming back to, and you wake up in front of the carriage with the guy, the goblin, and he's smacking you in the face. He's like, adventurer, please, goddammit, don't be dead. And he's smacking you awake, and you guys all kind of come back to in front of the wagon. What do you do as you kind of awaken out of this?
I pull out my said trench knife and I stab that motherfucker with it.
Yes, so you wake up and he's like, oh, thank God, you're like, what the fuck? So it starts getting like obliterated to pieces, and then you all kind of stand up, and you guys don't really know what happened, but you're looking at Duke and he's got just a different outlook inside of his mind, because now we've seen what's really gone inside the
Duke
life
Crystal
of Duke Crystal.
Fuck it, dude. He made that mushroom sound good. That was a fucking trauma mushroom. Fuck that thing. Yes.
Your whole life
asshole.
Was
I bought
trauma.
Four of them.
Wait, now you gotta give them someone else.
It's fucking torture.
For a day and a half.
No, you just give it somebody to torture him. It's like, you'll live out, you'll go back to your worst experience in your entire life. And you'll have passengers along the ride for some reason.
We helped a lot.
This episode of Dummies with Dice features Kelly Lee as Miss Muffin, Nate Chambers as Duke Crystal, Ryan Hart as Archie Ortiz, Ryan Tucker as Flea Stick Sock Jelly, and Tristan Hayes as the DM. The episode is edited and mixed by Tristan Hayes. The artwork for Dummies with Dice, created by Al Sorensen, can be found on Instagram under ARCSI0. The theme song is The Intense Fiddle by Ben Caldera. When it comes to Dummies with Dice, you can find our website on rss.com/podcast/dummieswithdice and on Facebook at Dummies with Dice. Most importantly, join our Patreon at patreon.com/dummieswithdice for free, or for $3 monthly, gain access to a Discord and bonus content. Come back in 2 weeks for new episodes of Dummies with Dice.